What a blessing it is to be called together on the kickoff of God's holy day season. You're in this room today and listening online because God is inviting you to come and see what he has in store for you. This could be an invitation that you're receiving for the very first time. For others, it's a renewed invitation. Some of you, frankly, have overstayed your welcome and you know who you are. Today, we begin a week in which God, our Father, instructs us, 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. That's in Exodus 12, verse 15, which we'll go to in a little bit. Leviticus 23, 6 says, and on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. Not 6 days, not most days, but every single day. That command is not a suggestion. And today we are going to remember why. Let's go back to a moment early in Jesus' ministry. Let's turn to John 1, verse 29. John 1, verse 29. And this is right after John the Baptist sees Jesus. We pick it up here in verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And we go down to verse 35. Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples. And looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and seeing them following, said to them, what do you seek? They said to him, Rabbi, which as we know is translated teacher, where are you staying? And then Jesus gives them the simplest, most powerful invitation in the Gospels. Come and see. Those three words, come and see. It was the first thing our Savior said to these men who would become his disciples. It was an open invitation. Come close. Stay with me. See for yourselves who I am and what I offer. And they did. They went, they saw, and they stayed with him. Brethren, that same invitation is extended to you and I right now, especially during these days of unleavened bread. This festival is God's annual call to come and see Jesus Christ more clearly than ever before. To see him as our Passover lamb, whose blood has removed the penalty of sin. To see him as the unleavened bread of life that we must feed on every single day so that sin's power is removed from our lives. The Apostle Paul tells us plainly in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7, for indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. You know, Jesus, he is the true Passover lamb. And just as the blood of the lambs in Egypt caused death to pass over the Israelites' homes, the blood of Jesus Christ causes the death penalty for our sins to pass over us. The penalty is gone. The slate is clean. And that is the incredible gift that we remembered Tuesday night at the Passover service. But you know, forgiveness, it's only the beginning. God never intended for us to be forgiven and then left to wander back into Egypt. That is why he immediately gave the command of the days of unleavened bread. Right after the Passover instructions, let's go there in Exodus 12, verse 15. Exodus 12 and verse 15. God says, 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. Down to verse 20. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your dwellings, you shall eat unleavened bread. And then it just keeps repeating, like a drumbeat, you shall eat unleavened bread, you shall eat unleavened bread. It says it multiple times in Exodus and Leviticus. So why is the strong emphasis on eating unleavened bread every single day? Leaven is a perfect picture of sin. It's hidden, it spreads silently, it puffs up. Paul makes that connection unmistakable. He says, therefore, purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump. For indeed, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. That's in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7 through 8. Paul likens leaven to malice and wickedness, which is sin in any form. Unleavened bread is sincerity and truth. And actually, a lot of translations, instead of sincerity, it's purity. That's what the Greek translation is closer to. He's likening the unleavened bread to being like the pure, sin-free life of Jesus Christ. So during these 7 days, we physically remove every trace of leaven from our homes. That is important. But God does not stop with just the removal. He commands us to replace what we removed by eating unleavened bread every day. That is the active part of the command. We do not simply clean house and go hungry. We fill our tables and our lives with what is pure. And who is that pure bread? And Jesus himself told us, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This is in John 6, verse 35. Later he said, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. It's John 6, verse 56. Brethren, every time we pick up a piece of unleavened bread this week, and we eat it, God wants us to remember, this pictures my son. Feed on him daily. Let his life become your life. Think about what that means practically. The days of unleavened bread are not just a week of doing without, but instead it's a week of doing with Jesus Christ. Every morning when you reach for that fat, flat piece of bread, instead of your usual toast or bagel or, you know, toaster strudel, which I love those things, but there's Egypt creeping back in on me. But we're being reminded, today I choose to feed on the sincerity and the truth, the purity of Jesus Christ, instead of the hidden sins that once puffed me up. That is how sin is removed from our lives. It's not by our own willpower alone, trust me. It's by actively replacing it with the life of our Savior. The penalty was paid at Passover, but the power of sin is broken during unleavened bread as we daily eat of Christ through prayer, Bible study, meditation on his example and obedience. Someone's extremely popular. This is exactly how the festival refocuses on us on Jesus. Life gets busy. Sin creeps back in subtle ways. We drift. And then God, in his mercy, gives us these 7 days every year. He says, stop, come and see. Look again at my son. Remove what is not like him. And fill every part of your life with what is. Just as those first disciples accepted Jesus' invitation and spent the day with him, we are invited this week to spend every day with him in a fresh way. Examine yourselves, as Paul later wrote in 2 Corinthians 13:5. Ask God to show you any hidden leaven, any attitude, habit, or thought that does not belong in a life that claims to follow the Lamb of God. Then replace it. Eat the unleavened bread. Feed on Christ. Let his mind become your mind. Remember, 7 days is not forever, but it does picture completeness. God wants this replacement of sin with Christ to become the pattern of our entire lives, not just this one week alone. The physical act of eating unleavened bread every day is training us for a lifetime of daily walking with our Savior. Brethren, Jesus is still saying to each of us, come and see. He is still inviting us to follow him out of spiritual Egypt, to leave sin behind and to feast on the bread of life. The days of unleavened bread are his appointed time for us to accept that invitation with fresh commitment. So as we go through this week, let us do exactly what God commands. Remove all leaven, eat unleavened bread every single day, and in that simple act of obedience, let us hear our Savior's voice saying once again, come and see. Come and see the Lamb who takes away your sin. Come and see the bread that gives eternal life. Come and see our King who invites you to follow him all the way into the kingdom of God. Make this the most meaningful days of unleavened bread you've ever had.